Video: Michelle Trocon is found guilty of conspiring to murder boyfriend's wife. By Amy Furr on March 1, 2024. A jury on Friday found Michelle Trocon is guilty of conspiring in 2019 to murder her boyfriend's wife, who resided in Connecticut with their 5 children. The verdict was heard in Stamford Superior Court following more than 2 days of deliberation, NBC Connecticut reported. Today's verdict is a crucial attribution of accountability, not a victory. There can be no victory when 5 children are growing up without their mother, the family and friends of the victim, Jennifer Farber-Doulos, wrote in a statement. Trocon was found guilty of conspiracy to commit murder, conspiracy to commit tampering with physical evidence, tampering with physical evidence, conspiracy to commit tampering with physical evidence, tampering with physical evidence, and second-degree hindering prosecution. Video footage shows officers escorting Trocon out of the courtroom following the guilty verdict. Trocon's bond was set at $6 million. If she can pay the bond, she will be put on electric monitoring and be subject to home confinement as she appeals the verdict, the NBC report said. The outlet detailed the case. Jennifer Doulos, 50, went missing on May 24, 2019, and has never been found. Prosecutors told the jury her estranged husband, Fotis Doulos, attacked her at her New Canaan home and drove off with her body. They were battling over their divorce and custody of their 5 children at the time, and Trocon was Fotis Doulos' girlfriend and living with him at another home. Prosecutors alleged Trocon must have known about the plot beforehand, because she answered Fotis Doulos' cell phone on the morning of May 24 when he allegedly was in New Canaan, suggesting she helped him with an alibi. He had left his phone at their home in Farmington, about 70 miles away near Hartford, prosecutors said. A few hours later, Trocon went to Hartford with Fotis Doulos, where he threw away some trash bags in different areas. Once police officers obtained some of the bags, they found clothes, zip ties, and additional items with the victim's DNA on them. They also found some of Trocon's DNA on one of the bags. Prosecutors claim the pair wrote a timeline of their actions to be ready if law enforcement officers wanted to question them. The NBC report also noted that Fotis Doulos built luxury homes before killing himself in early 2020 after officials charged him with Jennifer's murder. Now, Trocon faces up to 50 years behind bars in the case. Many questions remain as we approach the 5-year marker. It is our hope that the resurgent public interest in this case might spur new, viable leads, the statement from family and loved ones said. It is important to note that a medical examiner working the case said suspected blood spatter in the victim's garage, along with additional evidence, indicated the woman could not have survived such an attack. In October, she was officially declared deceased even though her body has never been located.